In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Welcome to Top Stories. I am Andy Zaltzman. In February 2017, Donald Trump was still settling into the White House, but he was already helping to forge some interesting new alliances around the world. For the top story on the Bugle in issue 4015, Wyatt Cernak joined me. The episode is entitled Tolerance is Just Laziness.
Top story this week, Donald Trump versus the world. It's been a lively week, Wyatt, for your president. He appears to have been picking fights with America's enemies and America's friends, almost with equal enthusiasm. It's quite spectacular for the watching spectators around the world. 7 billion people are getting the showbiz show of their lives.
Yeah, it's the type of behavior that you expect of a person the week they're quitting a job, not the week they're starting it. Like, this is, it just feels like, oh, are you gonna take America, which he may, just move America to another planet, which is perhaps the easiest way to make sure America first, America number one, America always, whatever other adjectives he knows to describe America. But yeah, it's an interesting time here. He angered Iran, which I think everyone saw that coming, even Iran. They really should have been prepared. It feels like they should have just had a response at the ready the minute the words came out of his mouth. Then he followed it up with Australia, which who knew Australia would be in the looking at Iran like, wow, that guy, huh? What do we do? He has aligned Australia and Iran together against the United States.
It's a brave new world that we're journeying into. And I think it's dangerous to get competitive with the Australians because they are a naturally competitive nation. As soon as it becomes anything like a sport, Australia will try to win it. And I think that's a dangerous road that Trump is going down. He described he got very angry about this deal signed by Obama in which America would take about 1,200 refugees, described as the worst deal ever. Now, even in the Trumpian universe where everything is some form of business transaction, that is some claim. The worst deal ever. Similar words, of course, said by Jesus Christ when his dad told him about the crucifixion gig, which clearly had pluses and minuses. And that's another weird thing about Trump recently. He seems to have become very Christian in a way that his entire lifetime of behavior suggested he would not do.
Well, in his defense, he spent most of his adult life, 70 years, trying to figure out who he is. And now that he knows, he's like, okay, now I can accept God into my life. Because I don't think God would have liked me before when I was married to that first lady. And so then I divorced her and I thought, maybe God will like this one. Nope. Okay, you know what? Maybe he'll like the third one. Also, now I've stopped going bankrupt as much as I had been in the past. I've cleaned up my life. I think God will like this version of me. 70-year-old, angry guy who lives in a weird little bubble.
Last week, Nish Kumar suggested that Trump's election has proved the non-existence of time travel because someone would have come back to sort it out. I think he's also perhaps now proving the non-existence of God. Because I think if there was a God, we would at least have heard the clouds would have parted and there'd have been a Donald, where the f*** have you been for the 70 years in which being overtly Christian was not of strategic value to your career, you cynical tool? Have you read any of my books? Well, sorry, either of my books. Sorry, my only book. But the second one's a fake. But anyway, have you read my book? If you did, you must have missed the commandments bit. Sure, I hammered it out a bit quick. But has there been a day of your adult life in which you have not contravened at least 7 out of 10?
And I think in his mind, he would say, look, I can make you a better deal on those commandments. I think I could present a better deal. You talk about your book. Your book is failing. Your book, my book, Art of the Deal, sold better than your book. Yours is a failing book. I don't know how it's going to stay in business. King James version, no thank you. Let me get my daughter Ivanka on it. I bet she could write a better book, do a nice revision of it. We'll package it. We'll put it back out there. It'll be a better book. Trust me. Trump, 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 Trump.
It is kind of unfortunate that out of all these 7 deadly sins, the only one he doesn't seem to practice on a daily basis is sloth, which is the one that I think the world most needs him to have. If you suddenly add sloth to his collection of the other 6,
yeah,
then at least it would calm the pace down a bit.
Yeah, if he could just sleep for just maybe even 8 hours, I feel like it would just be nice for everybody else to just, we could all catch our breath. It's frightening how much energy a 70-year-old man has. I've met 70-year-old men. They usually seem to need to sit down a lot more. They want a break, and they don't realize when they're farting in public. Which, this may just be his way of farting every time he speaks. He may have some weird gastrointestinal thing where, yeah, the awful things that he says, it's not that he means to do it. He's just an old man who's farting from his mouth, and he doesn't realize or is just pretending. If he doesn't notice, no one else will either.
The week, in fact, just after we recorded last week, the announcement of the travel ban was made, which seemed to rile quite a lot of the universe, not just the planet Earth. It was described by its critics as un-American. I'm not sure this is a valid criticism because it's been massively divisive. It's guaranteed to piss an enormous number of people off at home and around the world. It almost certainly won't work, and it will make a good plot line in an action film. I don't know how much more American you can get than that. This would be one of the most American pieces of legislation in history.
Yeah, that actually, when you put it that way, yeah, it really just needs some sort of corporate sponsor, which I guess you could maybe say Uber was the corporate sponsor on it. You got some product placement in there, and yeah, pretty good.
Amongst the other countries reportedly on Trump's grump list, Georgia. That's next in his target. Too confusing. No room for two Georgias in the world, and America's already got one. Transylvania. Leaked report suggests that Trump views vampires as posing a clear and present danger to all American virgins, and if sex before marriage is going to become illegal, as it appears that it will, then vampires will become exponentially more of a threat. If you don't agree with that, you're essentially saying American women deserve to be eaten by vampires. He's also rumoured to be declaring war on Pangaea, the ancient megacontinent, since the dinosaurs have not apologised for the atrocities they committed on American shores. And also on Lilliput, the fictional country, where he's overheard saying, those tiny little bastards are going to be hard to spot sneaking in through the gaps in my fence. So it's going to be a lively time for the world. Kellyanne Conway's hit the headlines once again, Wyatt. She's currently riding very high in the betting for the 2018 Nobel Prize for Delusional Hogwash. And she managed to invent a fictitious massacre, the Bowling Green Massacre, which is, I mean, quite an exciting moment in many ways in the battle against facts. There's always hidden victims in these things, and I just worry about the victims of this Bowling Green Massacre who've been wandering around for years not knowing they'd been slain.
Yeah.
Just, unaware of their own demise. How are they going to break the news to their friends and loved ones that they've now been retrospectively mown down in a fictitious terrorist attack and are now, by the power invested in the president's advisor, officially dead? I mean, that is a hard one to explain.
Well, I think that also, there are two things at work there. One, I think that partially explains some of the mysterious votes that Trump believes went to Hillary Clinton, that some of them may have been victims of the great Bowling Green Massacre. They don't exist. They're people, when he talks about people that don't exist, yeah, they're these people who've just been living their lives for the last 6 or 7 years, not knowing that they should have died and should be dead. And that, yeah, to have to go to your family or to go to your job and say, hey, I don't know how to tell you this, but apparently I was massacred 7 years ago. And as it happens, I guess we can't be married anymore. I'm going to start seeing other people because I'm a ghost and that's what I can do. So, good luck taking care of the kids. I met an exotic dancer named Sapphire. She was also a victim of the massacre.
Thank you for listening, Buglers. Do go and listen to the Bugle's sister publication, The Gargle Now, where Alice Fraser gives you all the news and none of the politics.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.